When Alex Honnold rock climbs, he climbs alone, without ropes. Or as climbers call it, free solo. Any small mistake, slip, or lapse in judgment will kill him. At some points, his entire body not falling relies on the strength and placement of a single finger or a single toe. And in 2017, Alex set out to climb El Capitan, a 3,000-foot-tall cliff in Yosemite, a mountain everyone said would kill him. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast originals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Calling all podcast fans, Spotify makes it easier than ever to discover new shows to love. Get personalized episode recommendations and easily preview them before you dive right in. Find exclusive video episodes from your favorite hosts and guests. And with some, you can even connect with them through polls and Q&A directly within their episodes. It's everything you want in one app. So what are you waiting for? Try the podcast experience today on Spotify.
Alex Honnold grew up rock climbing. He was inspired by his mom, who's also a climber. As a teen, Alex would bike to a local gym 5 days a week to train, a gym where he stood out more and more as time went on as a phenomenally talented climber. In 2007, now 22-year-old Alex Honnold makes waves after completing back-to-back free solo climbs of two infamous mountains, Yosemite's Astro Man and the Rostrum. No one had done that in nearly 30 years. Why? Because it's super dangerous, and the chances of falling to a horrible death are very high. In 2009, Alex decides to attempt to climb El Capitan, one of the most infamous cliffs in America. It's 3,000 feet of sheer, imposing, stay-off-of-me cliff face. Until 1958, people thought it was unclimbable. Between 1958 and 2017, 31 people died climbing El Capitan, and these people were using ropes. To try and climb it without equipment, you must have a death wish. He spends 8 years studying, practicing, and training to climb El Capitan. National Geographic starts filming a documentary about Alex's insane quest, free solo. Alex lives in a van, so he can easily travel between mountains and throw everything he has into climbing. His van has a special hangboard built in, so Alex can strengthen individual fingers enough to hold his body weight. He practices on small sections of the mountain, using ropes as he tests routes and finds the safest foot and handholds. He marks the most important grips in chalk, so he has a path to follow up the mountain. June 3rd, 2017, 5:32 a.m. Wearing his favorite red t-shirt for comfort and visibility, a bag of chalk, and a recording device for the documentary, Alex grabs the mountain, jumps up, and starts to climb. Alex takes what's called the freerider route up the cliff, which will typically take multiple days. Alex plans to do it in less than half a day. He hits his first big challenge at Free Blast Slabs, where multiple climbers have died. Speed is of the element, as is smearing his feet, spreading them out for maximum grip and friction so he can hurry up a flat vertical face with almost zero pits or bumps to grab. He survives this stretch of the cliff, but the worst is still yet to come. Next up, heart ledges. Alex has to traverse sideways across the cliff face, balancing on ledges only as wide as a few fingers, followed by a series of passes down, then back up, then down, then up, to avoid an unscalable section of rock called the heart. Alex avoids the sleek face of the aptly named Teflon Corner and begins a complex series of barely there grips and foot crosses, the hardest part of the climb. At one point, he is holding on only by the edge of his thumb. Then he replaces it to hold on with the other thumb. To make it past Boulder Problem, Alex must either jump or do what's called a karate kick to make it to the next ledge. Without a rope, the kick is the best option. It's extremely risky, but he makes it. Alex pulls himself upward, preternaturally calm and focused, until the final push. There, he speeds up, excited. He's almost to the top. It's practically a victory lap. And then, he makes it. After a grueling 3 hours and 56 minutes, Alex stands barefoot and shirtless at the top, smiling almost in disbelief at himself. He says the climb went perfectly. He returns to his van safely as the first person to ever free solo El Capitan and live. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast originals, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Alex Honnold and his climb, check out his book, El Capitan, The Greatest Rock Climb in the World, or watch the National Geographic documentary, Free Solo. For this episode, we found the print coverage by National Geographic to be incredibly helpful. And you can find more on me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify, or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. It was created by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.